today on the TMZ Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the TMZ Podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton, and joining me on the podcast today is Lothario lawyer Derek Hoffman.
So good to see you. It looks like you're still painted from your daughter, some sort of activity.
I did not realize that I had forgotten to get all of the sparkles off my arms.
That's good. This is the sign of good dad.
I look like I've been to a rave, though.
You're showing off, though. I think you left it on there to be like a good dad.
I literally totally
what
forgot.
What is this, unicorn makeup anyway? What are you guys doing later?
That is bizarre. You got a nice new haircut and shave beard. And
I fade. Don't talk about my beard. We talked about this before we went on, and I went a little tight with the beard.
You did.
Nixie saw more of my face than she's ever seen, and she wasn't happy.
Yeah,
my daughter didn't like it.
She didn't like it?
It'll
it
grow.
It does look a bit weird, but you do it yourself, your hair and your beard, don't you?
Buzz it right up myself, man. So since the pandemic, I just stayed on it. I was like, why should I pay anyone $20 for this?
100%.
Look at this.
Well, I mean, there is a reason you should pay someone $20 for that. But anyway, all right. We got some great stories today. Best day of the week. I'm calling it right now.
Let's do it first thing Monday.
We're going to talk about Kamora Lee Simmons and Russell Simmons' daughter, Aoki. She's 21. She was seen kissing a restaurateur, Vittorio Asaf, who's 65. Ooh. They were seen in St. Bath's together. Those photos have been living rent-free in my head.
Like, story of the day, man.
Isla Fisher and Sacha Baron Cohen reveal they're divorcing. After being together for 20 years, married for 13 of those years. It's just interesting timing with the Rebel Wilson memoir coming out. Yep. Our Almost News is pretty funny about a Bridgerton star being embarrassed to show the very nudie sex scene show to her parents.
How do you do that? Got to tone it down.
Got to tone it down somehow. But to begin with, big news this morning. Morgan Wallen was arrested on felony charges after allegedly throwing a chair from the 6th floor of a Nashville bar, and the chair landed 3 feet from cops.
This is unbelievable. So at around 11 o'clock at night on Sunday evening, Morgan was arrested downtown Nashville for reckless endangerment. And that is an understatement. Usually that's a charge that it gets thrown around. I'm like, what'd the guy really do? Who did he really endanger? This absolutely endangered lives and endangered cop lives. When you throw an object from a great height. You ever heard that if you went on the top of the Empire State Building, you could drop a penny and it would kill someone?
Yeah, I did.
The higher you go, the faster that object is. And he's chucking chairs off of a 6th-floor balcony. You can kill someone easily.
Onto Broadway. Have you been to Broadway, Nashville? How it didn't hit someone is a minor miracle.
And
you'd be in prison. If that chair hit someone, it'd probably kill someone, and you'd be in prison for like 20 years.
Yeah, your whole life. This guy is on top of the world. He is the biggest country star, one of the biggest pop stars, frankly, in the world right now. He's up there with the likes of the Taylors and the Beyoncés, and in a fit of, I don't know, was it anger? Was it just horsing around? Drunkenness. Yeah. And he's had some, you know, he has a history with this. This is a guy who's kind of rowdy. He likes to party. He's now a huge celebrity, and your whole life can change on a dime by chucking this chair over for a few laughs, or maybe you were sort of angry at a moment. This is inexcusable to me. Harvey talks about with drunk driving, like when you don't end up killing somebody, it's simply a matter of luck. And he wants you to be charged as if you've killed someone every time you're behind the wheel drunk. This is where I feel like that argument comes into play. When you chuck a chair off, regardless of anyone is hit in that instant, you've acted so recklessly and with such a disregard for human life. I'm angry. This kind of person needs to be punished.
You think he'll see jail time for throwing a chair off a balcony and not hitting someone?
I think he will ultimately not see jail time, but he should see jail time. Don't you?
This is a crime, man. It's hard to call because it's the most reckless thing I've heard of in a long time. And it landed 3 feet from cops. That is not very far. And then you're a cop killer if a little bit of luck doesn't go your way. You've killed a cop, you're going to prison for 20 plus years.
And you're right. This isn't like they were at a barn party in a remote rural part of
Broadway.
The world. This was Broadway. This is the only streets that are named Broadway are the busy ones, right?
Right.
I mean, that's where we put all the plays in New York. In Nashville, it's also a busy street. It's well traveled. There's lots of patrons on the street. You could have hit a normal person trying to have a good night, wandering into a bar, could have been clunked with a chair and their life's over or they're paralyzed. This is disgusting to me.
It is.
It really is.
So he posed for a mugshot in which he's like grinning ear to ear. And then he was released on a $15,000 bond.
Didn't the mugshot bother you too? Like, you should sober up at least when someone says, hey man, you just threw a chair and almost hit some cops. That should like snap you into focus. Instead, he's like laughing it off. He's very cavalier about it. And I think that's going to end up hurting him. I really do.
I mean, I'd probably be grinning ear to ear because I'd be so relieved that.
Sure, there's some of that.
And this is also, this is in keeping with who I think Morgan Wallen is and people view him as, is just a drunken mess. And he's been a drunken mess for ages and arrested regularly for drunk and disorderly.
This is like part of his brand, as you're saying, right? And that's what's a little bothersome. I remember when he was going on SNL, like part of his, he was partying the night before or something, and they're supposed to like sort of work on the skits and he was kicked off. Do you remember this? There was like, he was like, you're not going to be on the show anymore. It's like, get your act together. You're now a huge pop star. We say what we will about Taylor Swift. She's a professional, you know, like she has sort of grown into the role of like, I have a responsibility to my fans. Like the show must go on. She even goes on with like a raspy voice. This guy needs to step into that role. You're no longer the drunk kid at a frat party, dude. You're Morgan Wallen.
Well, I mean, he can be the drunk kid at a party if he wants to, but like,
but don't chuck,
that, like manslaughter, he would have gone, like, he would have killed someone. It's just crazy.
It's wild.
He's too old for that.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten, R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
Okay, on to our next story. Aoki.
We got to switch
Lee
gears.
Lee Simmons, 21. She's dating Russell Vittorio Asaf, 65. That's a 44-year age difference. And when these photos came out on Friday, just seeing them kiss and how different in age they look, and he's like some old white guy with a belly, and she's some beautiful goddess of a young lady, and just seeing them kiss, it just irked me, just like, oh. And
it's a little upsetting. This age gap is profound.
It is. I mean, her parents have an age gap of their own. I think it's like 18 years apart, Kimora Lee and Russell. And I think
this blows that out of the water.
It blows
dude.
It out of the water.
44 years age difference.
I think she's trying to needle her parents. Like, I think she's a bit estranged from Russell. Because remember, like, I think it was last year, she released all these, like, FaceTimes she had with him when he was screaming at her. And, like, he's been a bad dad. He lives in Bali right now. You know what I mean? He's left. And I think some of this is like,
she's
screw you.
Him. I'm all for rebelling against your parents, but like, I don't know, maybe stay out a little late. You want to rebel by kissing some old man?
Yeah.
It's weird. I'm closer in age now to this guy than I am to her. Yeah, close. I don't know. I'm the sort of right in the middle. But it's you know, this is like they call it a May-December romance, and it's like they're in different seasons of life. This guy is an old man. Nothing against him, but he doesn't have to date someone 65. But there is an age-appropriate window, right?
Yeah.
And for her, it's like probably between 20 and 35 or something. For him, it's probably between 45 and 65. But this just feels off. It feels off to us. You're right. Maybe she's needling her parents. I have a different thought. I think she grew up so rich that you're around other rich people. And what are rich people typically? They're older.
Yeah.
They're older. Like, this is a successful restaurateur. And so she's around old rich men her whole life because they probably vacation at places that only other old rich men can vacation at.
Sure.
Usually the kids get together, right? Yeah. And then it's two nepo awful kids just like making out. I'm fine with that, but this is just off.
And just imagine his sweaty, gross, white, fat body. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
dude.
On top of, like, oh, it's just like
his old wrinkled flesh slapping against her. It's like, ugh. Yeah,
it's gross, man. I mean,
I agree.
I mean, we're not spring chickens, but like have you ever tried?
Relative to him, you're a baby chick, dude.
I know, but like having a conversation with someone who's like 20, you notice how okay, I'm at a different phase of life now, motivated by different things. You know, you're just different people.
Yes,
and I mean, I guess. I don't know how they fall in love.
That's why this always seems gross. I can see what is attractive about him to her. He's wealthy. He might be erudite. He might know things about the world. You can see her sort of looking up to a person like that who's had it made. The only way you can see what's appealing to him about her is that she's young.
Yeah.
Because he knows more about the world. She's young, probably naive, certainly knows a lot less. She's lived only 20 years to his 65. So you know that what he's in it for is not she's got a beautiful soul. It's
right.
that she's a young, hot girl who's willing to kiss his old body. Right? And that's what is it sort of turns us off.
It's just gross. So her parents both posted. Kimora Lee Simmons posted like a image of a mother panda furiously putting her baby cub away, and it wrote, "On my last nerve right now." And Russell shared a heartfelt message about his, like, unconditional love.
Right, so break this down. So Kimora, who basically was the mother and raised her, can sort of be a little bit bolder about this.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting on my last nerve. I raised you. You're not going to show me up like this. She can be sort of assertive in her thoughts about this. Russell is on some eggshells, man. He's like, hey, I still love you. Is this,
this
going to bring us closer together if I accept this? And
right.
you're right. It's a study in contrast because he's like, hey, anything goes. Come on down to Bali. We'll do a couple yoga classes. Bring the old man.
Totally
it's weird.
It's super weird. All right, let's move on.
I think we've talked about his old body all weekend.
It's going to be beep. This whole, like, I don't know how much we can talk about this. Gross. All right. Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher reveal they're divorcing after 13 years of marriage. And it's just super interesting timing because Rebel Wilson's book came out exposing or allegedly exposing Sacha Baron Cohen as an asshole. And now it seems like these two are parting ways. His biggest supporter and cheerleader is now leaving him too. Rebel must be loving this.
I'm never surprised, though, when your life just starts falling apart, when one little thread is pulled and Rebel pulled this one and just yanked it and said, wanted me to stick my finger in his butt. And now his whole life falls apart. And, you know, he has denied these allegations, but denied them in a way of saying she consented to this body atmosphere. He didn't say, like, none of this absolutely happened. He was like, we're filming a funny movie and you pushed the envelope and she was fully on board. Now everything falls apart. This happened to Harvey Weinstein. All these allegations come out, then the wife divorces him. You remember this?
Yeah.
Because Isla Fisher, who's like a proud, you know, actress in her own right, she's like, I don't need this kind of smoke. This is ridiculous.
Well,
although it happened earlier.
It happened earlier.
Yes.
They're just announcing it now, but it happened last year.
Because now she wants to make clear, like, we're done too. Just so you know, I don't like him anymore either. Yeah.
Weird.
They have kids, which always makes it sadder.
I think a lot of it happened because they're from two different countries. Mm. He's from England. She's from Australia. And so in 2020, they were living in LA together. They left and flew and lived in Sydney. Mm. But they thought Sydney's COVID restrictions were too much. They moved to Perth. Perth is on the other side of Australia. So I think it's the most isolated capital city in the world.
Yeah, it's like the only major Western Australia city, right?
Right. Not the capital, sorry. It's most isolated major city. And it's very hard for him to get to LA if he's filming stuff. It's very hard for him to get to England if he wants to see his family. So he didn't know anyone there. And
you're just stuck with your wife.
Yeah, and the geography sort of, like, I think didn't help. And also her dad passed away at the start of last year.
Yeah.
And allegedly, like, him passing away was something that made her, like, reevaluate her life and what's important and what she wants in a man. And it kind of was the unraveling of her and Sasha.
It's so sad when, like, there's a real test in one of the, you know, your partner's life and you don't survive it. You're supposed to, like, that's supposed to be the moment you lean on your partner the most and realize how important they are and how they get you through it. And when someone goes through a challenging time and they're like, ugh, you actually suck.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough, I'm sure, for Sasha to swallow. You know, I loved them as a couple. I always, before I knew this about Sacha Baron Cohen, I loved Ali G, I loved Borat, all that kind of stuff. I you know, it was a very influential time in comedy, and they were like comedy royalty.
They weren't
like the most well-known comedic couple, but they were like the coolest for a long period of time.
I totally agree. Yeah. They got together before their major successes hit as well, because they met in 2001 at a party in Sydney, and Borat only came out in 2006. Wedding Crashers came out in 2005, her big movie.
Particularly for her. Like, he was kind of already Ali G.
He was Ali G.
A lot of people who were in the comedy scene knew who Sacha Baron Cohen was before they got together. But she, when she burst out and stole Wedding Crashers from Vince Vaughn and all those people.
Yes.
Like, she was like the breakout star of that, and she was incredible. She's still, that performance is like one of the best.
Yeah, that movie is so good.
Yeah, this made me sad, because I like both of them, and I don't know about the allegations. They are troubling against Sacha Baron Cohen, but like, there's a lot of jerks. I sometimes read those things, and I'm like, yeah, it's, you know, Hollywood is filled with arrogant people.
Yeah, and he's not that bad. I mean, it's not compared to Harvey Weinstein or anything like that. Yeah. It's just like, he was the boss of a movie. The movie was his baby, his creation, and he's known for like lewd and like pushing things too far. And he pushed things too far with Rebel, and not a great move. But now his life is torn apart.
Even by her account, he's a jerk. She's not like trying to like cancel him for his Harvey Weinstein transgression. She's just like working on it. It wasn't cool when he tried to stick his finger in my butt. Yeah.
All right. Almost news time. Bridgerton star Nicola Coogan. She had written into her contract.
Probably Coughlin.
Coughlin. Why'd I read it Coogan?
I don't know. Jackie Coogan is Coogan. I think this one's probably.
Oh, sorry. I should have read her name in my head before I read it out loud. Nicola Coughlin. She had it written in her contract, and the editors obliged, that Bridgerton, which is kind of a scandalous show, lots of sex and nudity, the editors had to go through and scene by scene cut out anything lewd so that she could show it to her parents. Because you want your parents to see what you're doing. You want them to see your show. But the show is based almost on the sexual goings on of like a upper, like Bridgerton, like, you know.
It's posh in
some
ways.
So her family's Irish Catholic. And they had the sex and the nudity.
So when she showed him, she's like, I've got a new 15-minute show.
Yeah.
To cut out the 45 minutes of raucous sex in this show. I don't think you're left with much, because that's, you know, no knock on Bridgerton, but that's what it's selling. It's selling hot people doing hot things, right?
Yes, yeah. And it's sort of like, because they're so posh and, oh, I wouldn't do anything like that. Oh, my. And then you see behind us, you know, they're banging. Then like, oh, I'm back in like society.
Right, polite society. My hair's a little must. What have I done? Oh,
so
oh
her
my.
Parents yeah. only see the polite society part of Bridgerton. When it's about the contrast of the two.
Right. To her parents, it's like Downton Abbey.
Yes.
And to us, it's like Cinemax porn. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. No, it's very funny. It's also funny that she was able to know, I guess, you know, she's auditioning, she reads the script, and she's like, oh my.
Yeah.
Oh my. Yeah. I'm going to need an extra like clause in my contract. Because this is going to be a big deal for me. She's not a huge name, but Bridgerton put her on the map. And she wants to be able to show off her work, but she wants to show it to her mom and dad. You just sit between them on the couch and not have them see her getting banged out, you know, right? Like, I get it.
If you were like, you know, an actor and, you know, there was like some dirty dog scene with Derek Kaufman and you were like hammering away.
I would only edit those scenes in and show them to my dad. I would take out all the Bridgerton fluff. I don't want any of the posh stuff. I'd be like, Dad, look what I'm doing in Hollywood, dude.
I could understand the I don't know, child instincts of not wanting your parents to see you naked and stuff. But at the end of the day, like, if it's what you do and it's your acting and it's a renowned show, it's like the biggest show ever on Netflix, just about, let them see the banging.
We're both dads of daughters. Can you imagine Peach coming home though and saying like, scored a role?
No.
Exactly. That's why she did it.
All right. Fair enough. Maybe I understand. Thank you very much for joining me, Derek. Wow. What an episode for a Monday.
Always fun. That was a fun ending too.
That was very good. All right. Thank you, mate. And we'll see you guys here tomorrow. Goodbye.
See you next time.